Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. This week, I've just arrived back in Cape Town, and I'm so pleased to be home. Today, I want to share a message entitled, To Live is Christ. Philippians 1:21 in the NIV says, For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So what does to live is Christ mean? By way of context, Paul is facing literal death here for the sake of the gospel. Whilst we may not be literally facing death daily, this passage is still a great encouragement to the believer to eschew the trappings and motivations of the world, comfort, self-indulgence, security, position, and title, in favor of a life sold out to and serving Jesus daily. It's easy to focus on the second part of the passage and simply look forward to the joys of heaven, but that misses the point of the whole passage. The importance of the phrase, to live as Christ, is huge, and it should form the centerpiece of our lives as believers. It's easy to live for Jesus, our Savior, but it is a lot harder and more challenging to live lives with Jesus as our Lord. Therefore, giving up the things that we used to fill the emptiness of our lives with in favor of spending time with and serving our Savior and Lord. Paul encourages us to truly live, in which everything that we are, that we strive for, that we seek to achieve, and those that we seek to serve are all pointed to Christ. So too should everything that we think or do be aimed at glorifying God and advancing His kingdom. To live as Christ means that we live lives proclaiming the gospel of Christ in thought, action, and deeds. To live as Christ means that we emulate the examples of Jesus. And it means that we live lives fearless for Him and His purposes rather than our own. To live as Christ means that Jesus Christ is our focal point, our goal, our ultimate desire. He's our Lord, not just our Savior. And the test of this is the evidence of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to live through you? Is the Holy Spirit evident in your life? Are you loving well and showing gentleness, kindness, and patience? Are we doing everything that we do for Christ's glory? And do we do it hard and fervently and without fear or reservation? I believe that living in Christ actually precludes us from living safe, comfortable, all-about-me lives. Living in Christ means really living, not just existing. It means walking out and living out the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But if we really live in Him, that means that we can reflect upon His examples to us, and that in turn will encourage us and spur us on. And with that assuredness, the fruits of the Spirit manifest themselves. I was privileged to grow up in a wonderful, faith-filled Christian home, and so I've had the privilege of learning directly from Christ's example, but also witnessing that example through my parents too. To live as Christ was the theme of my late father and my late mother's lives. Hebrews 12:3 in the Message says, when you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. As believers, we spend way too much time trying to cling to our fairly ordinary lives on earth rather than running confidently towards heaven's gate. When all is said and done with my time here on earth, I want to die knowing that I've left everything on the field of play rather than having plenty of reserve fuel left in the proverbial tank. And I think that's how God designed us before the fall of man, to live full and wonderful lives that were pleasing to Him. There's a great saying, better to die living than to live dying. So what sort of life are you going to live as we run towards heaven? My encouragement today is to live full, free, unencumbered, not scared, not fearful, not worried about the future, but rather extracting every piece of goodness out of every minute of every single day of our life, kind of lives. And then, of course, sharing that goodness with others. And amazing lives, lives well lived in service to our Lord and Savior Jesus. This week, I had the privilege of being mightily encouraged by a young Japanese South African lady called Irawa. Irawa and her dad spoke to me of her passion to bring transformation in South Africa. She's held that yearning in her spirit since the first day that she saw a township in the Eastern Cape at about 6 years of age. Irawa inspired me because even at her prescient age, she's worked out a significant part of what it means to live as Christ. She's already figured out that for her, the secret to a full, purpose-filled, God-honoring life of worship is to live for and serve others. And whilst works alone do not make us believers, Irawa's conviction of her calling and her pursuit of the eternal verities blew my mind. Such perspective, conviction, and wisdom was truly extraordinary. Friends, while Jesus didn't write the words to live as Christ, to die as gain, He certainly lived them and made them real. Jesus lived His whole 33 years here on earth, knowing that He faced the certainty of the most gruesome death known to humankind. And whilst in His humanity, Jesus asked God to take the burden from Him, He never flinched or shied away from it. He knew that His purpose was greater than even Himself. So friends, let's be encouraged, spurred on and challenged deeply by that, by the ultimate witness of living as Christ, and neither flinch nor shy away from our God-given purpose, which ultimately is to worship the King and to bring as many as possible into His throne room, indestructible until He calls us home. Amen.